Sephardi Iberian heritage. Sepharad is the Hebrew word for Spain, although there are other viewpoints about its origins. In the Book of Obadiah 1:20, the word appears for the first time as a place of unknown location. Persian inscriptions also refer to two places called Sparta. One is in Media, and the second in Sardia, once capital of Lydia in Asia Minor. Some scholars argue that the biblical Sepharad may be situated in modern Libya. If the word itself is open to interpretation through multiple meanings, the history we are examining has clear roots. There is evidence that Jews lived in Iberia during the Roman Empire. After the departure of the Romans, Iberia fell under the control of the initially pagan Visigoths, but when their rulers converted to Catholicism in 587, living openly as a Jew suddenly became dangerous. Over the following 130 years or so, Jews faced successive waves of brutal persecution and a choice between conversion and expulsion. Many of those early conversos maintained their Jewish practices secretly. Not surprisingly, when the Muslim Moors conquered almost all of Iberia between 711 and 718, renaming it Al-Andalus, the Jewish population welcomed them as liberators in places. They even provided aid to the invaders. This heralded a happier period for Jews, lasting around 3.5 centuries, particularly under the Umayyad Caliphate. Both Jews and Christians benefited from toleration, and prominent Jews participated in civic and intellectual life, sharing science, medicine, and astronomy with Muslim elites. Arabic became the common language. Under various Muslim rulers, taboo subjects such as the love of wine and erotic love show the intersections of Christian, Jewish, and Muslim artistic influences. For Jews, this period became known as the Golden Age, sometimes referred to as convivencia, or coexistence. But some historians have disputed the extent of the harmony and pointed to the limits of Moorish benevolence and to their deployment of violence to control their domains. During the Caliphate, Jews and Christians, even though they were accepted, were treated as second-class subjects. In 1066, a large-scale massacre of Jews took place in Granada. In 1098, Al-Andalus was overrun by a puritanical Muslim sect from Morocco, the Almoravids, whose attitudes to Jews was far more hostile. This forced Maimonides, who is referred to below, into exile. By 1173, the Almoravids had been replaced by the even more fundamentalist and intolerant Almohads. At the same time, the Christian Reconquista, or Reconquest, was gradually wresting most of the peninsula from Moorish control, and large Jewish communities found themselves transferred from Muslim to Catholic rule. History repeated itself in reverse, as initially, Jews found themselves tolerated and protected by the new Catholic rulers. Castilian gradually replaced Arabic as their principal spoken language, but that did not last either, and events over the 14th and 15th centuries were to lead inexorably to the 1492 expulsion of Sephardi Jews from Castile and Aragon, and to their forced mass conversion in Portugal 5 years later. Expulsion resulted in a scattering of Jews throughout the Mediterranean basin, but especially to the Ottoman Empire. Smaller numbers settled in England, France, Greece, Italy, and the Netherlands. The Sephardi spirit and heritage, born out of the turbulent history of Iberia, under both Muslim and Christian control, is exemplified by two great thinkers, Maimonides and Baruch Spinoza. Both were influenced by the overlapping scholarship of the Christian and Muslim worlds. Maimonides was born Moshe ben Maimon in Cordoba in 1135 or 1138. He was also known as Rambam. His genius as a scholar of Judaism, Islam, medicine, astronomy, and medicine marks him out as a towering figure in Jewish history. He codified Jewish law in 14 volumes, and his Guide for the Perplexed, his treatise aimed at reconciling Judaism with the philosophies of Aristotle and Plato, provoked controversy among Jews and even resulted in book burning. At the end of his life, he was Sultan Saladin's physician in Egypt, where he died in 1204. Dutch philosopher Baruch, or Benedict Spinoza, was born in 1632. He descended from a family of Portuguese Maranos, Jews who were forcibly converted to Catholicism. His father and grandfather returned to Judaism. Baruch Spinoza is recognized as one of the first rationalist philosophers and is a leading figure of the Enlightenment. In 1656, he was excommunicated by the Amsterdam Sephardic community for his radical views, but even after excommunication, Spinoza still remained close to many in the community. His wider network included Quakers and Mennonites. Spinoza worked as a lens grinder. Shortly after his death in 1677, his treatise Ethics was published. It is still revered today. Spinoza never renounced his Jewish identity, but was buried in a Christian graveyard in The Hague. He is widely recognized as the first secular Jewish European philosopher. Dutch rabbi Manuel de Azuero, better known as Manasseh ben Israel, a leading figure for Anglo-Jewry, was born in Portugal in 1604. He was not as intellectually influential as Maimonides and Spinoza, but was a major player in the re-establishment of a Jewish community in England in the mid-17th century. In 1655, he famously petitioned Oliver Cromwell for Jewish return to England. In 1655, while hosting William of Orange in the Amsterdam Sephardi Synagogue, he said, "Our fatherland is no longer Portugal or Spain." This became a prophetic declaration of what we would now call multiculturalism. He called himself a Portuguese with a Batavian or Dutch soul. A shift in political allegiance from the Iberian Catholic aristocracy to the new Protestant order of Holland and England was seen as expedient. However, juggling multiple identities produced some contradictions. Sephardi Jews, who had every reason to fear Spanish or Portuguese monarchical and Catholic persecution, were proud of their Iberian culture. Archives reveal that Castilian, and especially Portuguese, continued to be spoken and written by English Sephardim. At Bevis Mark Synagogue, official business was conducted and sermons delivered in Portuguese until well into the 19th century. However, the Sephardi philosophical or radical culture appears not to have permeated the host country. Sephardim did not broadcast their Iberian legacy. Rather, there was a desire to keep a low profile and to assimilate. Contemporary scholars have asked whether this Sephardi complex multiple identity was rooted in a fascination with Iberian aristocratic values expressed through a notion of racial purity, or, they ask, was it a search for common roots or an open-minded cultural mixing? The Sephardi Jews' loss of land, language, culture and safety was a form of ethnic cleansing carried out by the Inquisition. This loss is still apparent within that residual part of English Sephardi society which traces its origins to Spain and Portugal. Somewhere within this small community exists a residual memory of a distant land, culture, language, food, entertainment, and literature. The expulsion of Jews from the Iberian world at the end of the 15th century was a catastrophe which still resonates.
Thank you.